Hey folks, this is part dos of Ryan Blue Reads to You, and I am still chatting with Kelson J, and we just kept drinking, even though I was going to sign off on that part one when I did, we just kept on going. So you know what? Just enjoy this interview and take it for what it is. We had a fucking blast, and here we go, part two.
Well, I have been told recently that my boobs are stellar.
Her boobs and her butt are stellar.
Y'all. Oh, stop with the butt. Oh, my
butt,
God.
But. Yeah, and so I've had enough to drink, so now I'm winding down to finishing my drink, finishing my podcast, jerking off, and then I'm going to go to bed.
You better jerk off to one of my fucking books. That's all I have to say.
You know what? Actually, I've been watching this new porn site. I used to be big freaking Pornhub, and now I've switched to Big Fuck TV. I'm not even kidding. And the reason I like it, you know what? The reason I like it is they have way, way more categories, and just way more people that actually look like they're enjoying sex.
Okay, where is this? How am I going to watch this? I don't watch porn.
You can Google it on your phone.
Yeah, I want to know. Okay, so how do I find Big Fuck TV?
So Google it, bigfucktv.com.
Really?
Yeah, and so you can do it on your phone, find it on your phone, and then to erase it on your phone, you know, you just go into your history. And
why do you want to erase it?
Well, because I don't want my kids to go
into my phone. Yeah.
Oh, well, if nobody goes into your phone. Yeah, so Big Fuck TV, they have, what I like about it is I'm a listening person. So I like to hear the breathing. I like to hear the noises. But what I really, really like is hearing the guys like it. Cause in porn, you typically don't. It's the girls carrying on like freaking, like hyenas carrying on like freaking wing nuts. And the guys are just like laying there.
Quiet. I know.
Yeah, super quiet.
I like to hear a guy enjoying himself too.
So Big Fuck TV, you will get that. And it has like so many freaking categories. Like I've been lately watching Riding, and it's just a bunch of freaking video clips of girls on top.
Okay. And you need to send this to me in a text when we're done with this podcast so I can remember, because I'm now 4 glasses of wine in. And now I want to watch this tonight and jerk off.
The Big Fuck TV. Yep. Yeah. Writing is awesome. And here's the thing with the girls on the writing, they're doing it the right way. Not freaking stupid for porn way where the guy's just jackhammering underneath. And it's like, hey, doing that for like a while. It's like the girls grinding on dick to get off. You know, like girls that have done it, they know what's happening when they see that happening. And they know, she's freaking digging it. So there's that. And then there's a category, tattoos. And it's freaking all like tattoo people fucking. So if you like tattoos, yep. And then of course, like the typical ones, like freaking big dick and big boobs and big butt.
Yeah.
And like gangbangs, which gangbangs just, or group sex, just freaking, I just can't be bothered. If it's like one girl with like freaking 27 guys, that's like just, that doesn't do anything for me. That's like a lot of work and messy.
It doesn't do anything for me too. No. Just feels wrong.
Big Fuck TV writing, which I'll send you all of that. You look like you're drunk. Are you drunk?
I'm a little warm. I'm a little hot.
Are you going to do your workout still?
No, fuck that shit.
Fuck that shit.
Well, I was supposed to have a rest day yesterday, and I did 22 minutes of boxing. So I'm chilling out today.
There you go. And you can just work out your one arm. You're right-handed.
Oh, I like to switch it up too.
Feel like you're cheating on yourself.
Yeah. Oh my God, I want to see a guy.
All right, guys, let's get back to the COVID talk. See what happens with isolation when you talk about sex and you start sexting and you're on freaking Bumble and you're on all these things. And this is what COVID does to people. It makes people crazy. So if we were on Seinfeld we'd be stupid.
Yeah, you know what we need? We need your listeners to send us their resumes.
Dick pic.
Oh, I wasn't just referring to that. I meant
resumes,
like, you know,
for what?
For us, for dating? So that we can pick which one know.
What are you doing?
I'm just I'm just laying down. Jesus Christ. Keep it in your pants.
Guys, you didn't even understand what's happening right now.
That's because they can't see us.
I know. It's Kelson Jay.
You know what? Mm-hmm. I want a guy to say my name. I want him to say, Kelson, you fucking are the hottest chick I've ever fucked.
I want somebody to fuck me and know my name. That's terrible. That's terrible. That's terrible.
That's terrible.
Know my name. Actually, I don't even care.
How about they just call whatever they fucking want? Right? Not
they
a girl.
Big cock? I don't fucking whatever.
It can be, but I can be their naughty girl. And they can be my daddy. Fun.
Okay. Would you say that? I was just gonna say that. So if a guy was
daddy?
Like daddy, listen, master, or sir.
No. Oh, I kind of like sir. I kind of only in play fun, like in texting, I'll be like, yes, sir. Or no, sir. But daddy, fuck that shit. I'm not sleeping with my dad. That's just that's creepy as fuck to me. Okay. Don't send me your meat sandwich and don't send me your floppy and don't ask me to call you daddy. Because listen, this mama is going to kick your fucking ass.
Okay. So my opinion.
Who's your big daddy?
I think, you know what I think though? And funny, like if it's like a dom and submissive type role play, I actually don't mind too much daddy. Okay. I'm not an uber fan. Like I would never say 100% come out of the gate. I'm like, I'm in. But I think if I was with a partner for an extended period of time, and he's like, you know what? This is kind of my fantasy of something. I was thinking of this. I could do it. I could be like daddy and I'd be his good girl. And
when no, I don't want to be his good girl. Yes. I want to be his naughty slut.
But good girls are always naughty little cum sluts. That's what I've been hearing lately.
Naughty little cum sluts.
Yeah. Be my naughty little cum slut. That's
nice.
That's harsh. But you know what? It's all in good fun. So for people going, oh my God, that's objectifying like females. You know what? If it's consensual, it's not objectifying fuck. It's called fun. And both people are agreeing to this because it's fun. I've just recently been spanked during a photo shoot. And let me tell y'all.
I wonder who spanked you. I'm curious.
I have no idea. And I freaking thought it was pretty rad. So I've kept the spanker, whatever you want, the paddle. I've kept the paddle.
And I've come to- Can you imagine you're in a room with a dude and he's like, grab the spanker, get the spanker.
I can't remember the freaking spanker. That's awesome. Grab this spanker. Whatever. I can't remember the paddle. Oh, and I've come to the realization that because I think when we first did a podcast, we talked about kinks. And do you remember? Like seriously, and this wasn't that long ago. It's only like 4 months ago or whatever it was. And I was like, I'm not into kink and I don't want to be hurt. And I don't now I'm like freaking spank my ass, tie me up, tie my arms behind my freaking feet. Freaking cattle tie me.
What are you doing there? Are you practicing? Because where is your hand going right
now?
Oh,
it's on my foot. Oh, I don't know what I was doing. I think I was actually. I think my head was sitting there going, okay, if I'm going to get tied up. Yeah, I think my body was doing that, was tying myself up for pretend, as I was telling you. But yeah,
for pretend.
But I'm like, frick, spank my ass.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
spank like, my ass, bitches.
Spank my ass. All right. Jesus. Okay, you know what there, girl? We're going to have to freaking wrap this up. I think this is like the never-ending podcast, and every time that we try to end, it freaking turns into something different, and now I want to be tied up.
I feel – I want to be tied up too. I feel like – ooh, yeah. I have a boardroom scenario for you, but, you know, I'll have to save that for another interview. Boardroom chair. Absolutely. Boardroom chair in an office with zip ties and, you know.
Because, folks, it is fun when two consensual adults are doing this shit. It is fun and it is awesome. And if you're
blindfold.
Not
blindfold, like I was trying to think of the word blindfold.
Oh, what were you going to call it? What were you, like a no. napkin over the eyes to go with the spanker? Hey, so that's what we need. We need a napkin over the eyes and a spanker.
And the spanker.
But yeah, like people getting all like up in arms about that, how that is abuse to women and this and the other thing. If it's consensual dudes, it's no, not freaking
exactly.
Abuse. Seriously, it's not folks, abuse. Jesus.
And you're not hurting the person. You have to take it. And there's always like, you have to take it. No, you're not. You have to take it
right up the ass. Just like eating ass. Which is stupid. And don't talk about eating ass. That's so weird.
That's the Cuban. And this Cuban cigar.
I'm not eating anybody's ass. That's fucking weird. I'm not eating a dude's ass.
Ew, no. No. Sorry, dudes. No, not happening.
No, because I'm not gonna pee on them either.
I can't pee. I can't pee on dudes.
I'll pee on dudes.
I think I would die from laughter. Seriously?
Well, that's the whole point of it. Like, I would never,
is
like,
it? Is it?
I think, like, so. Well, I would pee on somebody in the shower. I'm not going to make up my bed and then lay down garbage bags all over the place and be like, I guess what we're doing.
Ooh, that's
tonight.
Hot.
I'm freaking
slip onto my garbage bag.
Peeing on you. Yeah, right? That's not hot. But if you pee on somebody in the shower, I think it is freaking hilarious because you pee on them and because the water is warm and you're peeing on them. It's funny because you sit there and you wait to see if they know that you're peeing on them. So for me, it's not sexual. For me, it would be fun. I would pee on people for fun. I would pee on you in my pool to see if you'd notice.
Oh, that's great. I'm not coming over and going swimming anytime soon. Thanks for the warning there, Ryan.
But yeah, I could. Yeah, I would pee. I would pee on somebody for fun. Do you know what? I think it's COVID and your books that are turning me into this freaking crazy
nympho.
I think so too. I never know if people.
And I think that they want to know what we look like behind the screen. So I think they think that we're hot and we're fucking hilarious. Well, we are hot. Come on.
And fucking hilarious.
And fucking hilarious. And you want to be tied up, like, you know, hog tied and whipped.
I want to be hog tied and spanked. I don't know, whipped. I don't think I want welts. But I do like that freaking red smack mark on my ass. I will have to say that's fun. It is fun.
Pineapples.
Kelson, I know that movie. Have you ever spanked anybody with a paddle?
Maybe one bum or two.
And do you like doing it?
It was hot. Yeah.
Guess what, guys? Kelson J smacked my ass.
Yes, I did. And then I sent her home with the spanker.
And I got that spanker and I really liked it. And it was the first time that I was really ever spanked like that. And I really never thought that I would be into it, but I think I carried in my purse just in case.
You carried in your purse? Really?
Just in case the moment arises. If I meet anybody, you know, I might be going on some dates and I might meet somebody that would be in need
of a spanker.
He's
the spanky. Or she, he or she.
Yeah. I'm a total equal opportunist, y'all.
Y'all.
Love,
well,
love.
I might have a spare spanker in my drawer, so you never know. I might pull that sucker out sometime too.
Spanking's fun.
Well, I have been talking to a new dude tonight. Let me tell you, he told me he's willing to do whatever I want.
Then you need to have like a little garment bag of.
He told me he's a kinky fucker.
You need a bag of tricks? Well, maybe he has his own little bag of tricks. Ooh. Did you ask him if he has a bag of tricks?
I don't know, but he's been texting me the whole time we've been chatting.
Do you know what? The next time you talk to him, I want you to ask him about a fantasy that he has in his head about you and what he wants to do. Like for real one that is going to come to fruition when you guys meet in the real world.
I just started talking to him tonight, for fuck's sakes.
Well, fuck.
But why don't I text him right now? You want me to?
Yes. Yes.
All right.
Yep. Okay,
all right.
Okay, I should get my guitar. It's always good to freaking put stuff out there on the table and have some fun. Sex is supposed to be fun. It's not, you know what? Give me a break. Sex is not for procreation. Boo. Boo.
Boo, people, boo.
Right? Because all you need is love. La, 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 la. All right, folks. So we haven't heard back from, that fella to do with the fantasy. So
story of my life.
Which is fine, y'all, because we're gonna follow up with this. So the question was and a fantasy that this dude 100% wants that is gonna come to fruition when Kelson J and him meet out in the real world. Dun, dun, dun. So other than that, we're going to wrap up this podcast, which will probably be a part one, part two, and have Kelson J back in the studio again, because she's always a treat and she's always so much fun. And if you guys want us to do a video chat sometime to see what we look like as we do this freaking podcast, all you have to do is send me an email. Other than that, I'm going to wrap it up. So thank you very much, Miss Kelson J, for joining us. And don't forget, y'all, I'm going to be putting the information to Amazon for both her books in the show notes after. Again, Kelson J, tell us the titles of both your books.
All right. Well, thank you for having me again, Ryan, and for all the laughs. And I promise not to get so drunk next time. But the first book is called A Russian and an Italian Walk Into a Bar. And the second book in the series is After the Bar Closes.
Whoop, whoop. So you bitches better go and buy it. I swear to God, you won't regret it.
Thank you if you do.
Absolutely. Okay, folks, so we're going to wrap it up. So this is Ryan Blue, and I didn't read anything for you, but we did an awesome interview. And we will talk to you soon. Have a great night and sweet dreams.
Good night.